Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. Isn't it good to know that if we are in a new creation, that we can forget about the old and know that God has created us with a new life, amen, a new perspective on life. Isn't that good to know? Amen. It doesn't make a difference how old you are. It doesn't make a difference what you've been through. Amen. God is always waiting with open arms and welcoming each and every one of us. Amen. For a new beginning. We do thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Amen. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'd like to let you know, for those of you who are listening by internet, you can call in. Actually, you go on your internet, and you would type in Blog Talk Radio. And then after you type in Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. And you can listen to this message shared with a friend, family, amen. These messages or any message that you hear is always a way to share with others, amen. It is a way to be a blessing to others. Sometimes we don't know how to communicate with others, but we can just sit down. It's almost like listening to a music. We listen to the Word of God or listen to a message, and it becomes a blessing to whomever that you invite, amen. So we invite you to do that. We do invite you to do that. Also, we'd like to let you know that we are in an interactive Bible study, and this week we are on our regular schedule in Atlanta with Pastor Rose Dixon, a man who always has a wonderful message, a powerful message for each and every one of us. So after we finish praying, then we're going to move on over to Atlanta. The next voice that you will be Pastor Rose Dixon. Amen, amen, amen. For those of you who have tuned in, we'd like to ask you, we're going to open all the mics, and we'd like to ask you if you would mute your device. Amen. Mute your device. We welcome, amen, praise, and we welcome testimonies, amen. But sometimes we hear background noises that become a distraction, and so we would like to for you to be cognizant to make sure that if you have any noise in the background, that it is muted, and when you get ready to speak or you get ready to share, you can open it up. Amen, amen, amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, as we move forward in your word, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would open up our ears, Heavenly Father, and that you would speak to our hearts, Heavenly Father, and let this message be something that we can use on our journey and our relationship with you. Father, we thank you for being able to call you, Father, for who you are. We ask that you bless the speaker this evening, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that the words that come out of our mouth would be a blessing to the hearers, those who are listening. Father, we ask, Heavenly Father, that we be united in one. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you do. We thank you for what you're going to do through this time as we share together in unity and in spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to move on over into Atlanta with Pastor Rose Dixon. Amen. Pastor Dixon, are you there?
Yes, sir. Bless
amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you for taking your time out to come and be a blessing to the body of Christ. We do thank you so much. And we realize that to prepare messages or to come forth, it takes time. It takes preparation. And we thank you for taking your time to come forth to share with the body of Christ. I believe that when we pour into God, God pours into us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we'd like to publicly thank you at this time. We're going to move out of the way, and we're going to turn it on over to you as we wait patiently to hear what God has placed on your heart. Amen.
Yes, well, bless the Lord. We thank you for another opportunity to come to spread the word to your people on tonight. I always say when I come on this line, I thank you guys, for giving me this platform to speak a word to God's people. And just to piggyback off of what you said, Dr. Clay, it takes time. It takes preparation. I could say for me, it takes when I know I got to do this, it takes me a week or so to prepare, because you want to say the right things, amen. You don't want to be talking out of flesh. You want to speak Jesus' word. And so that takes time to search and look and begin to get revelation of the word. And so, yes, I thank you for saying that on tonight. Amen. Well, I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. We just want to go to the book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter, verses 15 to 17. I'm going to stop at 17 tonight. And next month, I could pick this back up because there's a part two to this. And so when I do it next month, we're going to pick back up and go further in the word. But tonight, we're going to go to verses 15 and 17 tonight. And we're just going to talk about this word. And like Dr. Clay said, this is an interacting Bible study. You could talk back to me. You know, I have no problems of you giving me some feedback and some piggyback of what I'm saying on tonight. So I want to hear from you guys also tonight because I just don't want to talk tonight. Amen. I want to do a little something different. Amen. And so we in the book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter, verses 15 to 17. And it reads as follows. See then that, I'm reading out of King James Version. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise. But understand what the will of the Lord is. And the word of God is blessed. We're going to stop right there. And my subject lesson tonight is don't be tricked in this hour. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Don't be tricked in this hour. Mm-hmm. Listen, we are in a crucial hour. Amen. And we are in a strategic hour as well, where people of God are so distracted, they're confused, they have loss of hope. Come on, somebody. Some are in despair. They don't know which way to turn, amen, because what we see in this world, things are happening unusually. Unusual things are happening in this world. And so we find sometimes people of God are in a confused state, amen. Don't know how they're going to pay their bills. Don't know what's the next. Hallelujah. They don't know what's the next move in their lives. Hallelujah. And so we in this strategic hour where we have to be intentional in everything that we do. I'm going to say that again. We must be intentional in everything that we do. We must make it count in every move that we do in this life. I say like this, if you are a kingdom citizen, a lifestyle change must happen. Amen. If we possess that we are kingdom citizens, there's a lifestyle change that must take place. And what I mean by that is behaviors ought to change. Amen. And so what I'm saying is that if you belong to the King of Kings, hallelujah, you don't have to feel that you lost. Come on, somebody. You don't have to feel confused or in despair. Why? Because you belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's, like I said, there's a behavior, a change should take place as a believer if you are kingdom citizen. And there's kingdom responsibility. But that's a little bit another more subject that I'm going to talk about, you know, next month. Amen. But I just want to throw that in as well. As kingdom citizens, we also have a responsibility to God. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so as we move on to the text, I say this. So as being a kingdom citizen in the 15th verse, it says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fool, but as wise. In other words, we have to be careful on how we live. Because some of us, I'm not saying some of us, are living reckless lifestyles. We're doing so many things that's unpleasing to God. In other words, I put it like this. We live in toxic lifestyles, amen? People are doing things that's against the will of the Lord. And the Bible is telling us today and teaching us on how we should walk wisely so that we can make the precious years that God allows to us to count for his purpose and his glory. In other words, mm-hmm. what I'm saying today, that as we walk this faith walk, we have to be wise in every step that we make, amen, and make it count for his glory and for his purpose. Listen, we ought to live out God's godly purpose for our lives. We all have purpose. We all have a job to do on the earth realm. Amen. God has given amen. Every one of us on this line assignment, amen, to do on the earth. He also wants us to glorify him, give him glory. It's, listen, I say this all the time. It's not about you. It's about giving God glory. And when we live a wise lifestyle, we're giving God glory. When we do the amen. Right things, we're giving God glory. Amen. When we are honoring our brothers and our sisters, we're giving God glory. Amen. Yeah. He looks at that and he honors what we do. When we follow his commandments, we're giving God glory.
Yes.
When you're living a healthy lifestyle, you're giving God glory. And God honors yeah. that on tonight. And see, you know, I realized that, you know, the devil, he's pulling out all his tricks to distract us. Amen. He's pulling all yeah. he's doing in this hour to get us off course. That's why I say to my topic tonight, don't get tricked in this hour. Don't fall into the trap of the enemy. Amen. I tell people like this as well. Look beyond what you see. Because, listen, the devil is going to put everything before you and say, yes, this is good. This is what God wants. And it looks good. It's glorified. And he makes it so wonderful where he tricks us into thinking that's the will for your life. And it's not. And so we cannot be distracted. Because in this season, in this hour, my brothers and sisters are being distracted. When we look at the White House, what the White House is doing, when we look at this election, come on, somebody, how the election has went, and how all these people are going back and forth with the election and doing all kinds of things, that's a distraction. And see, we can't get caught up in that, in the White House stuff. We can't get caught up in the White House mess, but we need to get caught up in the kingdom of God. I hear yes. a lot of feedback.
Yes, I got it.
I hear a lot of movement. Amen. Thank you. And so with that, we can't be distracted in this hour of what is going on around us. But what we need to do is pray. Amen. We ought to give God glory for the good and the bad times. Hallelujah. You may be dealing with a bad report from the doctor, and it looks bad. But you got to look beyond. Come on, somebody. You got to look beyond what that doctor is saying and say, by his stripes, I'm healed. Amen.
Yes.
That I am healed. That I am delivered. Yes. And sometimes we can't even take the report. Amen? No, you can't claim that you have that. You got to claim your healing and your deliverance. Yes, it's presented.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's presented, but you can't hold on to it. You can't take ownership to it.
That's absolutely.
All right? You can't take ownership to that. You got to say, no. It may be there, but I know I got a God that is my healer. I know my God is a great physician. I know my God can deliver me out of this. Amen.
Yes.
Your bank account may be looking messed up. Look like there's no money in the bank. But you can't look at that, my God, and know that I am the head and not the tail.
All
see,
right,
you
yes,
have to begin
yes.
to speak that. I'm above and not beneath.
Yes,
I'm the lender
yes,
and I'm not the borrower. I'm the lender and not the borrower.
Lord,
and so we
got
to go begin to look beyond what we see Amen. I say this as well. These eyes, these natural eyes can play tricks on you.
Yes, they can.
But you
got to
look beyond. You got to get hooked up with that spiritual eye and say,
all right,
not
now.
So. Not today.
Not so.
When
not
your
today.
Flesh is acting up, you got to tell that flesh you die. You not today, flesh. And so we got to be careful on how we live. The Bible also says not. Bible says, be not unwise, but be wise. Watch this.
Yes.
When you walk wisely, it requires that you're thinking, that you be a thinking person, and not just logically, but biblically.
All right, now, that's good.
So when you walk wisely, your thinking has to be on a biblical perspective.
Amen.
So that means you got to read your Bible. Reading your Bible is fundamental, y'all. Amen.
Yes, yes.
You gotta
amen.
Because when the enemy
you gotta
comes,
know
just like the flood, you got to know that word and begin to speak to that enemy and say, be gone in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Listen,
of
you
got to
put the word on the enemy. And once you put the word on the enemy, he has to flee. Listen, you got to put feet on the word. Amen.
Feet on the word.
You
got
to put feet to the word. And tell to that enemy or to that situation that you're going through and put the word on it.
Put the word
it
on it.
Hallelujah. You got to also walk in love and the children of the light. As you walk this faithful, you got to be the children of the light. There's so much darkness around. But you, as you walk in faith, you got to be that bright light. Come on, somebody.
The bright
Hallelujah.
Light. Yes.
You
got to
lighten up that dark area in your life. Hallelujah. You got to lighten up that dark area your family life, your friends' life, whoever that you may in contact that are in a dark place. You have to be that light.
The light,
And then you have to walk in love. Listen, we're not walking in love in this season, in this hour, because racism is at the height. I was listening on CNN the other day how some of the people were planning to put burning crosses on people's yards.
Lord, how much
because
did you
Because they went against, because people are not believing what the president is saying. And people are fighting against it. And people are not saying... You know, people are going against, like I said, the president. So his people, I'm going to keep it real, y'all. His people decided they want to put crosses, burning crosses, on people's on people's lawns.
Lord have mercy.
That death threats are going to different people. That's not walking in love.
That's right. That's right.
That's walking in hate. And God is requiring us to walk in love. Why? Because he's love.
Yes, he is.
We got to get back to loving one another. We got to get back to worrying about one another. We got to get back to helping one another. Because listen, we're not in this by ourselves. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are all in this together.
Together.
And so for you to walk wisely, walk in love and children of the light. And here it is. To walk in wisdom as well, you must know where God wants you to go and how to get it.
Yeah.
And so for you to know where God wants you to go, you got to pray.
Pray.
You gotta open up your heart and allow God to come in and show you who you are and what you're supposed to do. But many times, we don't want to open up our hearts. Because some of us got stony hearts. Come on, some of us.
Right now.
Some of us got stiff-necked hearts.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We don't have softened hearts. But God can't come in when it's like that. And you can't know your purpose and you can't know your destiny when you don't release yourself to God. So that's one of the ways of walking wisely in God. another way of walking wisely in God is be aware of your surroundings and know what danger to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
See, listen, you can't take your feet everywhere. Come on, somebody. Your feet can't go everywhere. You have to pray before you walk out your house. You got to pray for every next move that you take.
Yes.
Listen, your feet can't go everywhere.
Mm.
And sometimes, let me be transparent, because sometimes I want my feet to go certain places.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being real. But I know that if I go that route, that'll be disobedience to God. That's not of God. That's not ungodly. Amen.
Yes.
And so, and then they put me in danger. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Mm. The Holy Ghost, that's the governor, that governs in our mansion, that gives us the direction and the correction on where we ought to go and where we ought not to go. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. To show me where I need to go. So we have to be aware of our surroundings. And I know many times we do want to go places. Our mind says to go. Our flesh says to go. But what do your spirit say?
Mm.
And sometimes we got to listen to the spirit.
Do not
the spirit know better. The spirit will tell you the right places to go. But sometimes we drown the spirit.
Mm.
We drown the spirit because we want to feed this flesh. I know I'm talking right tonight. Hallelujah. Because I feel it up in my bones. Hallelujah. We drown the spirit with the fleshly things that we want to do. But we realize when you drown the spirit and you allow the flesh to go and you allow the flesh to win, you find yourself in dangerous places. Ah, hallelujah. So we got to be careful about what we do in our surroundings and who we allow. Come on, somebody, I want to say that. Who we allow around us. Listen, I don't allow everybody around me. Why? Because there's an anointing on my life that can't be tainted with. Ain't that?
That's right.
Everybody's not in my circle. Everybody's not around me because I don't need to have toxicness in my environment. So you have to be careful who you allow around you. Because negativity can come in that. Toxicness can come in that.
Oh, God.
And so you have to learn how to be careful who you get in contact with, who you connect with. You got to be careful in this season, in this hour. Mm. Oh, glory to God. Listen, there's a standard for God that should be high. And sometimes, and we have doubled down on our standards.
Mm.
Amen. Because we do whatever we want to do. We allow anything to come in. We see our brothers and sisters sinning, but we don't say nothing about it. We don't encourage them with the word. Not judge them, but you encourage them with the word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we have to keep up our standards, God's standards, and not allow anything and everything come in your atmosphere. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Any questions? Amen. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. Amen. Any questions? Anyone to talk about it?
Yeah. How y'all doing? How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
All right. It is so good to hear somebody talk to us about being tricked. And I just wanted to say that, you know, every day for a lot of people, a lot of us, let me say it that way, for a lot of us, every day is Halloween, if you know what I mean. And not the spooky part, the part that you're talking about. Every day some of God's people are being tricked and treated, if you know what I'm talking about. We're being tricked by the enemy. We're following under his schemes and following all of his devices. And let me tell you, I'm not perfect. I'm like you. I'm not walking a perfect road. But I know the devil is roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But I got to say this, that we have got to, as you said earlier, stand on God's word and quit being tricked. We got to read and study and quit being tricked by the schemes that's going on in this world. Quit being tricked by the enemy and everything that he's allowing to come into our houses and into our churches. Hallelujah, somebody. And into the places in which we go. So I'm really enjoying this message tonight. Just keep preaching to me. Keep preaching at me. And just enjoying the message, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen. And also, as I stated before, as the body of Christ has doubled down to standards to please man and not God. I see a lot of times that we don't want to say that because we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Oh, I'm not going to say nothing to that, brothers and sisters. The devil is a liar. Listen, if I'm going the wrong way, tell me. Tell me in love. Because if you tell me in love, I'm able to receive it. But if you're dogmatic and you beat me down because of it, then it's a different story. I may not hear you. But
if you
are telling me that is not the way to go in love, I'm going to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, okay. Pray for me, and I will ask God to forgive me. But we are too scared. We are too tricked by the enemy. That okay? It's okay. No, it's not okay. If it's not lining up with the Word of God, it's not okay.
That's
and so we have doubled down to not saying nothing to nobody. What happened to the brother's keeper? What happened to that word? What happened to that scripture? What happened to that we care about one another and that we see about one another?
Yes.
We have lost that. And I come for the preachers. I come for the pastors. Pastors, we cannot water down the word of God.
Say that.
You got to tell it like it is. Why? Because the blood is on your hands. God is giving you the responsibility to tell his people what thus says the Lord. But see, we don't want to do that because, you know what, because some of our best tithers are sinners.
Come on.
Are doing all kinds of things. So you don't want to ruffle some feathers because you may not get that money. Oh, you may not get that support, but the devil is a liar. I'm going to tell you what that says the Lord, and if you don't like it, you take it up with God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to come together. The body of Christ, we got to come together. We have to be that light. Our light has went dim. I'm not going to say it's gone, but the light has went dim. But we got to turn the light on, people of God. We got to turn the light on, people of God, and be that light of the Lord, be the light of God. Amen. And do what God has told us to do.
Pastor Don, I really like the fact that you were talking about not sugarcoating, because one of the very things that I like to tell people. If I'm invited to a church to preach, if I'm invited to anywhere, I mean, if it's on the street, you know, anywhere that I go to speak God's word, after introducing myself, I first of all let them know that I do not walk around with a bag of sugar in my pocket, sprinkle and make God's word sound all good and sweet. I don't sugarcoat. I don't sprinkle God's word with sugar. I tell it like the word says, tell it, you know. And I really appreciate that.
Amen.
You know,
hallelujah.
And I'm also like this. if somebody's feelings are hurt, then, you know, that's on them, you know, because I'm doing God's work. I'm doing what God has called me to do. I'm doing what God has sent me out to do. And if you want to be mad at anybody and take it up with anybody, take it up with him.
That's right. Yeah. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so in this season, we cannot be tricked in this hour. And the Bible goes on to say that we must redeem the time, meaning to buy back or to regain possession of this. Watch this. Time is a gift from God. None of us know how much time we are allotted. Amen. We don't know how much time we got left. So we got to regain, hallelujah, and redeem the time. Stop wasting time on things that does not benefit God. Amen.
Yes.
God has also allotted time to us so that we can give him glory. Amen. He allotted time for us to do his will. Let me just stop right here. There's many of us that have giftings and ministry on our lives. But what are we doing with the time? Are we just holding it? Are we just holding it? I'm going to say it again. Are we just holding it inside and not moving on it? Amen. Are we just procrastinating? We being slowful about the ministry or the gifting that God has given unto you? Listen, he gave you the gift for a reason. He gave you that gift to be a blessing to somebody else. He gave you, let me tell you this, he's giving that gift for that you could be the portal for somebody to be healed and delivered and set free.
Yes.
Some of you are sitting on so much gifting that God is giving to you to free up other people. But we sit there wasting time on unproductive things. We waste time on unproductive things, having an example, having bad attitude about something, or arguing with somebody, or gossiping about somebody. That's unproductive things and time. We worried about other things that we should be doing for the kingdom. I said it earlier, we have a kingdom responsibility. When you say that I'm a kingdom citizen, you now have a kingdom responsibility to do the things of the kingdom. Not the things of the world, but of the kingdom of heaven. God is looking at you. He's saying, okay, Rose, I gave you this gift. Now let me see what you're going to do with it. I put it in you. I strategically put it together. I told you what to do. I even give you people to minister to. What you going to do with it? And so for me not to do it, woe unto me. Everything is in me. God has equipped you for everything. He's put it all in you. Jeremiah 1:5. He put it all in you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He put all the emphatic parts that's needed for you to work in the earth realm. So there is no excuse on why we're not doing what God has called us to do. Glory to God. So we cannot waste time because we don't know. We don't know. We don't borrow time. You don't know if your number's going to be called. You don't know if you're going to be on our wake-up list tomorrow. You don't know. So as you take this time, maximize this time. Do what you need to do with the time that God has given you and stop doing foolish things. Stop being foolish in your movements. Stop doing foolish behaviors. Glory to God. I'm trying to help somebody today. Hallelujah. That don't get tricked. because God has assignment for you. God has a work for you to do in this season, in this hour. The Bible goes on to say, do not be foolish in your understanding of God's will for your life. In other words, acquaint yourself with God's will for your life. Why?
Yes.
So that you may give God the glory that is due unto him. So in other words, let me unpack this for you tonight. Amen. Don't be foolish about what God has for you, because that's what the enemy does. He'll tell you and speak into that ear again and say, nope, now that's not what God wants for you. Do this, do it this way. And he will trick you. And then he will present things in front of you to make you feel like, no, that's not God's will. The devil is a liar. Don't be foolish.
Yes.
Get in the Word. Get a relationship with God. Get to know him. So that you get to know, so you can get to know who he is in your life and what your assignment is. Because some of you may say, well, I don't know what my assignment is, Sister Rose. I don't know what it is. Pray, get in the Word. Get to know him. Get a relationship with him. Communicate with him. And I guarantee you, he will begin to reveal your purpose and your destiny for your life.
Yes.
And so we have to not be foolish. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody on tonight. Because listen, the world needs you. These unbelievers need us to speak a word in their life.
Amen.
Because they're lost. I've spoken to some people, and I just scratched my head. And I'm like, wow. But I go minister to them. And I give them the word to help them to get to the next level in their lives. And so we have a responsibility, people of God. It's not just to work your secular job. It's not just to do that. Yeah, we do have to do that, you know, to pay bills and different things. But your real job is the kingdom of heaven. Your real job is to work the kingdom.
Amen.
Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to begin to acquaint yourself with God. Get to know him. I say like this, you got to get in his face. Get in his face.
Yeah.
Get in your prayer closet and begin to get in God's face. Begin to seek him. Matthew 6:33. Begin to seek his face even the more. So you get to know who you are. Because some of us don't know really who we are. We don't know what we possess. We don't know what type of power and authority that we have. We don't know that because we allow the enemy to trick us and thinking that we don't have the power. Now, we don't have the authority. You do have the power. You do have the authority. God has given it unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you,
gotta
Jesus.
Gotta use it.
Yeah.
If you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Ah, glory to God. Listen, when you have the understanding of God's will, it removes the fear of death and the grave. When you begin to know and understand the will of God, I'm going to say it again, it removes fear of death and the grave. You won't be fearful to die because you know where you're going when you understand the will. You have purpose and God loves you. Come on, somebody. You have purpose and you matter to God.
Amen.
That's another way of knowing and understanding God's will for your life. So what? You messed up. Yes, we do because we're in the flesh. But you get up and ask God to forgive you and get up and keep moving. You don't have to stay in despair. You don't have to be, in despair right? You don't have to feel like, you know what, God don't love me and I messed up and he don't care. He does care. If you understand God's will, you know that he cares.
Yes, yes.
But you got to know the will, the understanding of God's will for your life.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to use us for his eternal purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He wants to use you in this season, in this hour. Can I just minister to some of you right now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is purpose on your life. And God wants to use you mighty in this season, in this hour. And I hear the Lord say, hallelujah, that some of you need to open up widely. Some of you got to open up, be free in God. God says some of you are stuck. You're not free. And God wants to free you today. He wants to free you tonight so that you can be used in this season, in this hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Ah, glory to God. Hey, mama, see, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
There's purpose in you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He wants to free you.
Thank you, God.
I hear the Lord say, some of you, you're like you're in jail, and the bars is around your mind, and you're not free. And God said, I want to free you. He wants to free you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Because there's places that he wants to take you in this season, in this hour. We may be in a crisis, right? But crisis equals opportunity. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
As a kingdom citizen, I look at crisis as opportunity. The world looks at it as crisis. But as a kingdom, I look at it as opportunity. And God has opened up some opportunities for some of you. But you're afraid to move. You don't move because you're not free. And the Lord said, I want to free you up tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so God wants you for his internal purpose. What you do for Christ will last.
Amen.
It's lasting. It's everlasting.
Amen.
Nothing is temporal in God.
Hallelujah.
Every assignment that you have in God, it's not temporal. It's everlasting. It's eternal.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Good.
So you need to hold on to your assignment. You need to do your assignment.
Yes.
Do your duty in this season, in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste your time. Don't waste the time, y'all.
I have a comment.
Glory to God. And don't get tricked by the enemy.
Amen.
Because that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to trick you in thinking.
Yes.
Glory to God.
If we have a comment.
And
so
last verse I want to leave with you is in 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. Let's go there. I don't know. I had another way of ending it, but this is what the Lord told me to do, so I'm going to end it like this.
2 Corinthians 4
and 18. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. I'm going to read it to you. 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
That's right.
So we can't look at what we see. We got to look beyond it and know it's eternal. Know it's
yes.
God doing. Know it's God's purpose for your life.
Yes.
So
amen.
Don't get tricked. I'm going to say it again. Don't get tricked in this hour.
Yes.
Begin to do what God has called you to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you have a responsibility. There's accountability on your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, I want
give
to.
You
ah, want to,
glory.
I want to say something to you all, to each and every one of you who are on this line that I've been connected with, and over the last I don't know how long I've been on here with Elder Clay and Sister Suzanne. I want to say this, and I know this is kind of off the mark of what you're talking about, but I want to say thank you. To each and every one of you all. The Bible tells us that when we rejoice, that we should also have those connected to us rejoice with us. So I'm saying thank you for your prayers. Thank you for all the encouragement that you've given me over the years. And just to say this, I'm thanking you because you prayed for me and my family. Now pray for me and my family. And when you pray for my family, you pray that my son would get through his bar exam. And today we found out that he did pass his bar exam today. I want to say thank you to the New Beginning family and friends for all your prayers and kindness and thoughtful words. I appreciate it.
Amen.
That's about a praise report. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's a wonderful
thank you,
thing.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
there
God.
There is a lawyer.
All he
do. Lord Jesus.
All he do is look at God.
Yeah.
Glory
yeah.
to God.
Amen,
amen.
We got a solid. We really got to break right. out because this is good stuff right here. This is great. Hallelujah.
Amen. I yield to you, Elder Clay.
Pastor Dixon, there was someone else that had a response and had a question. Your mic is on. You can just speak at will. If you had a question,
I had a
comment.
It was just something that I was thinking.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I was thinking, like, a little bit earlier she was talking about we have to walk in love. And so I was thinking... it's kind of hard to walk in love. And, you know, remember, you know, the road to heaven is narrow. And I think that this President Jim Jones, I mean President Trump, has placed us in a position to hate. And for me personally, I don't hate anybody, but the my dislike is like fire for this guy, and it's almost like every time I say his name, I throw up in my mouth. But I have to remember who I serve, and remember that Donald Trump and everybody like him are nothing more than an instrument of the enemy,
mm-hmm.
and you know I have to check myself, and get back to God.
You said that.
And I think, you know, I think that I think the enemy is using him. He's one of the tools to distance us, that he's using to distance us through that hate or that dislike to distance us and keep us away from God. So I have to check myself. It's easy to check somebody else from the outside looking in, but it's much harder to check yourself. So that's all I want to say.
We have to remember that God's word tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against its principalities and powers. And that in order for hate to exist, there has to be those spirits that go along with it, like distrust and prejudice and all of that. So those things are active too. But so we as believers need to see things for what they are and not look at the person necessarily. And I know that's very difficult, especially when it's affecting you socially and affecting our physical lives in this realm. But this is a spiritual thing. And so we have to put on the full armor and be ready to fight against those things to come against. And Jesus has given us authority in his name to come against the hatred and racism and prejudice and so forth, but it has to be replaced with something. And so we as believers have to bring in the love and the acceptance and the tolerance, and I'm going to do so and so in spite of how you behave, because you can't replace, you can't what do I want to say, repay that kind of behavior with the same behavior. We have to offer
that. That's right.
And so, as we go into battle, when we battle against the things, you have to come against, break, paralyze, cast down the evil things, but lift up and insert the things that are of God. God's word says that we are to be loving. God's word preaches kindness. God's word preaches care. God's word preaches unity. And so we have to come against those things that are evil. We have to replace it with the things from the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we also as believers, we cannot hate because somebody else hates. We cannot. We can only dislike the action. But my brother, I feel your pain. But the Bible tells us to even love those who persecute us and misuse us and lie on us and all kinds and say all manner of things about us. So being children of God, we have to love everybody regardless. And that's one of the hardest things about the Christian life and being a follower of Christ. Is just Jesus. We have to remember that Christ had people that hated him and lied on him and told on him and done all things to him, but yet and still he died for them.
Amen.
You know, I'd like to say I enjoyed this, Pastor Rose. I enjoyed this because it ties in with Elder John as well on Calling to Me Ministry. He said to be alert, and then here you came with walk circumspectly. So we have to be alert and walk therein. Walk with caution. Be alert, knowing that the enemy who comes to steal, rob, and destroy us comes seeking who he may devour. We have to be alert and walk circumspectly. And I like what you said about our vision. Our vision, if we allow the Holy Spirit, I'm talking to me, Holy Spirit, to change what we see and go deeper than just what's in front of us, we can walk this thing in victory without getting caught up. God doesn't want us caught up in the stuff, junk, and mess, but to be caught up in the move of his Spirit, moving us into our not only destiny, but our purpose for those that are around us, or those that he is, those that the giftings and whatever he has the purpose in our lives to reach others. And like you said, Pastor Rose, it's all about the kingdom. Kingdom.
Amen.
And where we stand. And where we stand.
Amen.
Is in the victory.
Mm-hmm.
Of Jesus Christ, who went before.
Amen.
Us and set.
Yeah.
That in order for us to walk therein, alert and circumspectly. This was a good word. I mean,
Amen.
This word and Elder John's word, y'all tied it all in. I'm telling you, we've got to be ready and
Amen.
Alert.
This is
great.
Amen. Praise the Lord. In closing, you know, I want to share with my brother, and I believe that's West Virginia number that's talking. But anyhow, in what was spoken this evening or was preached to us this evening, if we look at the scripture in Ephesians 5:15-20, that's basically everything that she was talking about, and how we are
Amen.
To respond as
yes.
believers in this world. And it says that we are to walk circumspectly, not as fools,
yes.
but as wise
yes.
men. A fool is going to get upset and allow the things that are not right to upset
mm.
your spirit and change
mm.
you for who you are. You know, so those are fools that don't understand, you know, what's going on. And then it goes on even further. It says, and as we go through this, understanding the will of the Lord and speaking to others in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So that means
mm-hmm.
that we are constantly rejoicing in our hearts as we are communicating to others. It doesn't make a difference
mm-hmm.
who they are, but we're constantly rejoicing in our hearts, you know, and we're happy. We're happy. We're singing melodies. We're happy in the Lord with those we come in contact with. So that's everything that she's been talking about in terms of being wise in the spirit, you know, and not obeying the flesh. So you can't
right.
allow the things of the word
mm-hmm.
to distract your thinking from the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she's talking about in terms of being tricked in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Being tricked in this hour, that's the same thing, being tricked. You know, somebody
mm-hmm.
coming at you and getting you upset, somebody saying words that's
mm-hmm.
that's getting you, that's upsetting
mm-hmm.
your spirit,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're not
flesh.
To walk the flesh. We're to walk circumspectively,
mm-hmm.
upright, knowing that God is the one who is ahead of our life. So we're rejoicing
mm-hmm.
in our heart and thanking God. In all things, whatever it looks like, but we're thanking God. You know why? Because in the long run, in the end, God is the one who's going to get the glory. So
mm-hmm.
if we know that
right.
God is going to get the glory, then we don't worry about the stuff that we're surrounded by. All we're here is just occupying this earth and moving forward, you know, by his will, you know, by God's will. So don't get tricked, you know, don't get tricked in this hour. Don't allow the things you hear of the media to trick you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are decisive words, you know, the decisive things to try to take us off our walk with God. So I don't know if that's beneficial to help you, you know, but I just wanted to make sure that we didn't close out with that. You know, you've gotten a bundle of information from so many different people, you know, that's sharing. And that's the beauty of it when we come together in the unity. In unity,
uh-huh.
in the spirit of unity.
Yes, yes.
The word was preached, you know, and those
mm-hmm.
that heard, you know, they received, you know, the word, and they all they do is just expound it out, pass it out to others. And that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We don't hold it in, but we just pass it out and be a blessing to others. So I pray
yeah.
that, you know, you were blessed in this hour, you know, and that you received something in this hour. You know, we do thank you, and I thank you for speaking out. Sharing that because you're not the only one that has that
right.
have those
right.
same
right.
feelings. Don't think it by yourself.
Right.
That's right.
You don't
think
that's right.
That's
what
that.
We have to get it
Amen.
Right for others.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get
mm-hmm.
it right for others, you know, with the thinking. We have to get it right. And that's what this is all about.
And it is.
You
mm-hmm.
know, it's not about me, but it's about we. How do we
mm-hmm.
get through this? And it's by God's
right.
grace. So, Pastor Dixon, thank you so much for
yes.
such a profound word that has been a blessing you know, to each and every one of them. I know I was blessed by,
yes,
you know, and I speak for myself. But thank you for such a timely word in this time and in this hour. Thank you so much. You have any closing remarks?
God bless you.
I know, I just, this word that God's given unto me to give to you guys, I just hope it to be a life-changing word, and it begins to change your mindset, your thinking, and your behaviors. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wanted to say that it begins to change your behavior and your thinking process towards the kingdom. And so that's all I have. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So
thank
blessed.
You so much.
Thank
Next God. Week we'll be in your office.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
In a crowded room, caught by the questions in my mind. It's so hard to understand how a life that I had planned stole my joy and left me far behind. So all I have is lost, it seems. From the shadow of a dream that used to be, I can look beyond the sky, deep into the Father's eyes, and see that there is hope for one like me.